This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geur. Today I'm speaking with James Chan. James, how are you?
I'm great. I'm very good. How are you?
Good. James, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, how I'm involved, firstly, I can tell you very quickly about what we do here at the studio. We're an architectural visualization studio, and in very quickly what that means is that we create photorealistic images of architecture before it gets built. And my role in that is that I help the artists to produce their renderings. What happens is that the artists will get a 3D model and do their wizardry on it, their 3D thing, and render out a 2D image of the building. Mm-hmm. And that's when the things I do come into play. What they do then is that with the render, they bring it into Photoshop and add 2D assets into that. Mm-hmm. And assets could be photographs of trees, people, mm-hmm. plants, mm-hmm. you name it, whatever you need to do in order to make the image look photorealistic. Sometimes it's a whole image, like a photograph of the site where the building is going to go, mm-hmm. and they literally just drop the building into that photograph. Mm-hmm. Other times it's a complete render, and what they do then is just add elements like people and trees into the image. So what I do is I have to maintain a library of these images, mm-hmm. of these assets. And really it's quite a crucial role within the studio because time is money, and mm-hmm. to be able to produce high quality illustrations or images that you need to be able to find exactly what you need, mm-hmm. and be able to put it into that image straight away. And the artist doesn't want to waste their time, right. looking for things. They just want to do a quick keyword search, browse a folder or whatnot within the asset management system and find exactly what they want straight away. Quite often we get some artists who work with other studios. They come in here and they start fresh and they're absolutely overjoyed that they have a really nicely organized and curated library of images they can just dig into and get what they need.
Why does an organization focused on architecture and planning use digital asset management beyond what you just said?
Architecture is a very visual design mm-hmm. discipline. And historically, designs for buildings mm-hmm. have started off as sketches. Mm-hmm. And even current buildings, such as Renzo Piano's The Shard of Glass, which is a great big building being built in London. Mm-hmm. It's a very striking building. It is literally a shard of glass going into the sky. That was started out as a sketch on a napkin. And from then, it was put into a CAD drawing. And from then, we produced a photorealistic rendering from that. With architecture, they really do communicate in images. And I know that in proper architectural firms, they use asset management systems because that's how they communicate with each other. They have drawings, they have site photography, they have model shots of models they made themselves. Architecture is awash with images. And so it's crucial for an architectural firm to be able to organize all the images, very effectively. For planning, it's not so much planning. They use images as well, but it's more of a mix between. It's more of a 3D thing. They use a lot of 3D techniques to do their work. But again, images, you have to find the images first, and so it's really just about finding your images. And if you can't find them, well, then we all know that's not going to be much good to anyone, really. The artists are fantastic at producing mm-hmm. great renderings and producing the 3D files, but mm-hmm. they're terrible when it comes to the metadata. Okay. And that's where I come in because, if you don't have good metadata, it's going to be a nightmare to find anything.
That's right.
And so I provide the structure, and then I also provide the oversight to make sure things are sort of keyword properly and named correctly and organized in a way that makes it very easy to find. Yeah, well, architects can be, are often very creative people, and mm-hmm. and quite often organization isn't necessarily part of the creative process. Now, I know a lot of architects are very well organized, but it's quite common for them to lose their images and to have to come back to us to say, we need, those images you rendered for us 3 years ago or whatever, because mm-hmm. we're going to have to make some amendments to it, or planning has come around again. We can't find them anywhere. Please send them to us. Mm-hmm. And we really are able to define their images in moments. And whenever we can do that and we send it to them, they're overjoyed. They can't believe how quickly we can pull out even ancient photographs we've done for them in moments. And it really does help our client relations.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, with the DAM professionals, I think the two main things I've been thinking about is understand the users mm-hmm. and understand the business needs and problems, because I think digital asset management is really just about problem solving. Mm-hmm. You have to understand the problem that exists. And quite often people don't realize that there is a problem, or that there's a better way of doing things. Think about how to make it as easy as possible. And that's, you need to do that by understanding, everything about the business and how people interact with their assets. And also, once you understand that, you need to really understand the technology. Because once you have a good understanding of the technology, you can come up with solutions. You can come up with creative solutions, because it's like Photoshop. The more you know about how to use Photoshop, the more ways you can fix a certain problem. And one, you can do the same thing. You can address the same problem in Photoshop in one way, but another way, in many different ways. But in each individual situation, you might need a different technique. That's same for digital asset management, same for metadata. It's you really have to know your technology inside out in order to get the most out of it. So that's my two tips for the DAM professional. And also, another thing is always look for the most simple and elegant solution. And that's really hard to do. True. It's easy to make a very complicated solution to a problem. Anyone can do that. It's trying to find the most simple, elegant solution that when you actually come up with it, you wonder why you haven't come up with that 10 days before, or a month before, or a year before. Mm-hmm. That's when you have that kind of a solution, that's when you know you've hit on the gold dust. Gold dust is simplicity in all digital asset management things. Anything that makes things more complicated, more time-consuming, takes more time to teach someone, well, then you really have to go back to the drawing board, because it's a waste of effort, really. Effort should always go into finding the most simple, elegant solution. Okay, and as for people who want to become digital asset managers, well, how I came into it was that I was working in a sports photography agency, and we'd be processing, in a team of say 10 people, we'd be processing 1,000 images or so, whether it be live images coming in live from the football field, or be taking the overs from the photographers when they have like a couple of hundred per photographer coming through. The way the images would flow from the photographer through the production department into the archive and onto the website got me thinking about workflow, and that got me thinking onto digital asset management. And that's where I found Peter Crowe's book. I forget his. I can't pronounce the surname.
Peter Crowe. Yeah,
that's the one. The DAM book.
Yes.
And when I found that book, and that really inspired me to look more and more into things. And that's how I got my current job. Is that I found problems which I found interesting. I wanted to find solutions to that, and then I did some research, and I discovered a whole field called digital asset management. It's still a very young field, and I got to where I am now just by being inquisitive and trying to understand the problems other people or organizations might have, and trying to think of ways I could solve them for them. And luckily, I found this job here at the studio, where they literally did advertise a job as a job for a digital asset manager. So that made it easy for me to find this place, and it was a very nice fit. I went straight in there. I said some few key things, which were metadata, controlled vocabulary, digital asset management systems. I mentioned a few blogs or a few people who talk about digital asset management, and I got the job within the first 10 minutes when they've been advertising the job for more than 2 months, and had interviewed over 30 or so people, and I was the only person that actually understood the job. And it was a bit of a no-brainer for them, and it was a no-brainer for me. It was a perfect match. So to anyone who wants to become a digital asset manager, they have to, again, do the research. Understand that you need to be a problem solver and come up with creative solutions to problems. Also, I view my role as being a communicator between the technical side of things and of the creative side of things, because often the people who actually are the end users of digital asset management systems are creative people, and sometimes they don't understand technical things. So you really do need to be able to have the ability to translate technical things into a layperson speak. And on that note, don't worry if you come across, say, for example, on Twitter, I see a lot of people talking about some pretty technical things, things that go over the top of my head. It got me a little bit bothered to think that, maybe I'm at a very low level in my career, but I got over that very quickly, because I realized that you don't need to be an IT professional to work in digital asset management. You just have to know how the software works, and you can always learn. It's always about, it's a process of learning. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's why you have IT departments. That's why you have people who are IT professionals, mm-hmm. and they don't necessarily understand how the software or the technology would work for the end user, and that's where you come in. You need to be the translator between the IT professionals and the end users, and once you understand how that works, you can find yourself in a very rewarding career. So that's that. That's me. That's my rant.
Excellent. Well, thanks, James. Yeah. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.